Blog Talk Radio.
Policemen, firemen, the mayor of my town. The dude's hanging off of the paper truck, Mr. Chang. Down at the local deli, sells me morning coffee, wishes me good luck. This is for the people in my neighborhood. They help me through the day and make me feel good. This bus for you. His brother make a mean pizza pie. Tattooed Tony in his cool muscle shirt. Maria on the corner looking good in a skirt. This is for the people in my neighborhood who help me through the day and make me feel good. This bus for you. And you. This bus for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Nigeria, it's the first time in 2 years, the Dynamic Soul Review with your boy, Honey B. Olasky. You know, I guess they call me the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey, enshrined me for the class of 2019. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. You know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I'm going to bring on my co-host right now. And I'm going to let them marinate. First of all, this young man right here, man, you know, we'll have a show on Wednesday night, you know, A&M University with YJ. How you feel, brother?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great tonight, man. I love those jams that was entering into the show, man. It's always great all the time. A great vibe.
Listen, man, we're honoring a brother by the name of Byron Chambers, man. You know, Mr. Talkbox, man, and he's a bad brother and you know, humble human being. You know, of course, tonight this show is being sponsored by, you know, the wonderful, wonderful Talk Star, and it's a new machine that I'm using. You know, I do a little bit, you know, little things, you know, all the time, playing around with my Talkbox. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I, you know, to, you know, get off that energy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I might have a subpar day. I go in my studio, man, start doing like, ooh, ah, you know what I mean? Go downstairs and start doing songs. I might do gospel songs. I might do an old country song by Talkbox. I mean, I'm crazy, man. But anyway, let's get this thing started. Now, before I got a special person that's going to come on with us, I'm going to bring her on in a moment. This show tonight is dedicated to a person that works with me on a constant basis, a woman that I really respect and love, and she is still part of the Killer Bees. Okay, you know, since you know, on Thursday night we come back on Merc City Hip Hop Program. This show is dedicated to Sharice Lee. Okay, tonight, because a lot of the topics we're going to talk about are something that I think we dealt with, but I'm going to try to do it as clean as possible. You know, this show is rated PG-13, so I ain't gonna go crazy tonight. But we got some topics that we talked about on Facebook Live, YJ. And we're going to bring it up now. First of all, the first topic of the night, and we're going to go to our first track, and then we're going to come back on and talk about it, and then introduce our special co-host. She's waiting, biting at the bit. YJ, before you answer this question, you can answer it because we're going to play the track, right? Sure, in a relationship, you know, guys in love, you know, you might be married, you might be your love child, you know, love interest, whatever. She might have had your love child, whatever, you know what I mean, had a five-day, whatever, what's going on, right? You ain't in a relationship, man. Y'all working together, man. You know, the woman's supposed to be the helpmeet of the man. Okay. Now, before I go to the next track, ponder upon this, guys. And this actual question is dedicated to my wonder twin that always gets it in. I want to bring it up a little bit. And her name is Andrea Pressley. You already know she's Lifetime Achievement Award winner in the Hall of Fame. Should a woman ask her man to bring home the check after he worked hard all week long and not spend not one dime till she gets the check in her hand? So think about that for a second. Shut up, Ryan Jett. We're going to play this first track, y'all, on these oldie stations. Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend, Byron. Should a woman, you know what I mean, you know, take your whole check, and tell you what to do with it, how you work hard all week, and now the check is hers on these only stations.
You know what? There has to be a lot of pull. I have to ponder on, because that would be a lot of loyalty and transparent accounting skills.
Oh, yeah? You like that? She's a transparent accounting skill. She got to be the truth, huh? She got to know what's going on, man, right? That's what you're saying at this time.
And loyalty, that's very key. So before I, you know, and so far as with You know, my woman, she's loyal, you know, and so, you know, I trust her. So.
Wow. Okay, okay, Bob, man, that's how you gonna be. I'm gonna bring on the first co-host of the night. You know, this is gonna be a forum tonight, right here with these OWE stations. Bang. Listen, I know I'm gonna do my little thing here. The next person on the F9, a person that is on the front porch tonight. She tried to tell you all the truth, but y'all don't wanna listen now, you fool. Sister the best of the truth, but what's up, girl?
Hey, brother.
What's up, Mr. Buffy?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Now, should a man bring home the check to the truther so you can spend it, you know, make sure that we do these bills?
Let me explain to you. You know I'm an old head. Now, my grandmother raised me, but let me explain something to you. My grandfather brought his whole check home. He gave it to my mother and my grandmother. My grandmother paid the bill, and she gave him some money for his pocket because he liked to drink beer. So
you know
she
what?
Would give him enough money for his beer and set him down and give his food, and that's it. He worked every week and brought that check home to my grandmother. So I actually saw that. But
so basically it's old school. It's old school, huh, Bessie?
Yes. Yes, but I wouldn't consider that today because, you know, the women want the nails done, they want the hair done, and, you know, they want the fine clothes. You know, you might be missing a couple of dollars today.
You know what? I'm going to bring on another co-host on this line tonight. You know what I mean? Rod, Jet, and Betty. This is not how I thought this show was going to go. Well, I thought somebody, yeah, you know, keep your spirit right. You know, I'm an ambassador, you know, and I trust my lady. I'm going to give it a check. And they go, oh, no, brother. Oh, we're going to give them a shot. You know what? This is not how it's supposed to be. I don't really know what I'm calling right now. Cause there's a person that I know. He goes by the name of Haru. His name is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame.
Hey, this is Samuel Jackson. And the name of the town, no. A man has got to be a man for the greater good. You understand? A man has got to be a man. What is going on?
So, honey, so you ain't going to give the check to Valerie. That's what you said?
There's only three women that I don't mess with. And these are triplets. That's the I, the R, the S. Outside of that,
wow.
Other women get snubbed.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm kind of glad now it's 2-2. You know, so that's the truth of YJET, L, you know, thank you for your opinion because that's what makes the show popping. But brother, Huni of the Bakatoon family, I agree wholeheartedly on your decision. Now, of course, we got other people want to call in, and I told you it's a music show. So, Huni Bakatoon, how you like that brew? How you like that boy? I'm going to ask this to Bessie, too. Hey, Bessie, Huni, how you like that boy Byron tonight, man? He is the second coming, man, of Roger, man. I mean,
hey.
if Roger left the spirit on this earth, that's him.
Yes, I loved it. Yes.
Hey, it takes me back. Yes, it takes me back to a time when I was walking the streets with my black dog father on, hanging in the hood, y'all. That sound right there, you know, y'all might end up pulling my Raboni cards. Hey, I gotta do what I gotta do. But look, that was the time before I went into the religious world, and I used to hang out at the gambling spot. So when I hear sounds like that, it takes me back when I used to walk the streets of Nam, man. So when I hear that, I call it that liquor house sound. You get what I'm saying?
You know what? You starting mess.
If y'all haven't experienced
nothing
like that, then you don't have a Sherlock Holmes kid on what Magic Man Haru is talking about.
You know, wait a minute. 516-453-9133. You know, it's your boy Honey Bee on Wheels of Steel for you and you and you and especially you. I do this for a living, y'all. Ooh, you know I'm just saying.
I wanna know your name, man. I wanna know if you got a man.
I wanna know.
I wanna know everything. I wanna know the number and if I can come over and I wanna know what you like. I wanna know so I can do it all night. But you're telling me I'm just a friend.
You're telling me I'm just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need.
Got what I need.
Like that, Sister Bessie. Would you, the woman, just raise my hands? Let me make it love to you, baby. I'm sorry. You like that music, like that?
Oh, you know I like this music. Yes, it's old school, and I love to hear old school music. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, gentlemen, you know, if I go to my next topic, you know, how you feel about that boy Byron? Uh-oh, I know he's talking the spirit. Oh no, why Jet fell out of the spirit? I know you better be there. Why Jet, you there?
Oh yeah. I was still jamming, man. I'm caught up in the zone.
Listen, man, this guy, man, is the second coming of Roger Troutman, man. This is beautiful stuff right here. Yes, listen. I'm biting the bit for this next topic, and definitely gonna bring the next person on for this one. I'm gonna bring Huni Bakatuna for this one. Black businesses acting like N-words, and it's hard to work with them. Black businesses acting like straight. And working with them. You can't work with them. Bessie, talk to me about this for a second. You're in my jet neck, man.
You know, I don't. You want me to speak?
Yeah, please, man. Black businesses, give me a good example.
You know what? You know, I found out a lot of black businesses, you know, a lot of them will work with you, But then you got some that will not work with you. At this time in the pandemic, you need to work with people. You need to barter with people. And some of our businesses won't do that. You go in another business, like a Chinese, Jewish, whatever, and they are kind of bargaining with you about buying something. But sometimes our people don't realize that some people don't have as much money as they're asking for. I'd rather sell something and not, you know, and help the person than not to sell something at all.
All right, I heard that. Now, you know, now, of course, this is my issue, Wajet. I go to a black businessman. Hey, how you doing? I want some beef ribs, corn on the cob, and some collard greens. When I get my order, you got sweet potatoes and string beans. No, I didn't order this. It's PG-13. Okay, I didn't order this shit. I ordered corn on the cob and collard greens. Like, take myself seriously. When you take it, you're still be taking your order over the phone or in front of my, well, usually this happens when you're on the phone because, you know, they'd be damn good in your face. But some do it. But then it's like, damn, I gave you my order over the telephone. Are you serious? And then you repeat it back, Wajet. And then it's the same shit all around. Like, how's that happening? You know, give a good example. Got people like me and you, Wajet, we work together, you know, all the time, you know, business, right? You know, try to help each other, right? You got people, man, that will look at you, man, knowing that you got to do big things, and just because you black and he's black, he don't even believe in you. He don't believe that you can get this thing together, man. You know, Wajet, go ahead and talk about this while I bring on Honey Parker 2 and then our first call, or our next caller in the queue.
Oh, man, you know what? Yes, I definitely relate to that experience. And, like, how I feel about it, it's like, it's not cool. That's not cool at all. That's like, well, I don't see other races doing that, you know. And so whenever our people do it to each other, it feels like as if like we feel like we can get over on one another or treat each other or treat each other bad. Like we forget about what we always try to remind each other about. Like, yeah, look at the Mexicans and the Chinese. Look what they're doing over there. You know what I mean? It's like going back to like that, it sounded like it was like it was hate, you know, and death, and it's like one of the deadly sins, you know, of how we treat each other. And so I think, like, far as changing that if people measured themselves in how in how they're thinking, if they measured their mind based on like, dang, am I doing one of these seven deadly sins, of which one of them is hate? Like, am I doing that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really,
mm-hmm.
in context into thinking before you act, like, for like, you know, really, like, and before just mention it real quick, that I learned today that the mind and the soul can mean the same thing, that it is that which thinks, feels, and wills and makes decisions. So I'm like, mm-hmm. well, with what you mentioned, it's like person letting off hate like that or doubting someone that they're putting a bad frequency on their mind and on their soul. And so that's not good, especially when dealing with math. It's not good at all. And they're trying to pass off somebody else. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
You know, and of course, you know, all of our callers just try to keep it, you know, because I know the next two people I bring away, they can talk a country mile, especially this person living in Nashville, even though he's from Nam. How you feel about that one, Vietnam-era veteran?
All right, let me go two different from the consumer. Consumers out there, when it comes to black business, first thing that we got to stop doing is asking for a discount. You know, I want to say something else, but asking for a discount. We don't do that to nobody else. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Before you ask a black person who's running a business, who's owning and operating a business, go to the Chinese store or any other store and ask for a discount. You don't do it when you go to Walmart. It is what it is. But now, as far as the owner, y'all got to step to get, or we, because I'm a business owner as well, got to step our game up, y'all. You know, you got the quality, it's low standard. You go into a restaurant, they got a ceiling fan with just one blade hitting the chain, clanking, clanking, clanking in the hot summer time. you understand? And they walk in there, the waitress act like, you know, what they treat you like, what you doing coming here? You get what I'm saying? You gotta make your people who's gonna patronize your business, make them feel welcome. Start, and get a welcome committee. Get a welcome committee the way Walmart do. You understand? Get somebody to meet you at the door, because trust me, it's an honor when someone comes to spend their hard-earned dollars with you. It's a privilege and an honor because they can spend that anywhere else.
It's funny he said that, man. You know, y'all got to go to the Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A handbook, y'all, okay? They always say after they give you money, they always say, my pleasure. My pleasure. And that's key. The next person, you know, and I know how you get down. You got a lot to say. But, man, we got music to play. But here we go. Uh-oh, the only commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith, and the reason why, Anderson, South Carolina. What's up, girl?
Like, really, hey, how y'all doing tonight? Can y'all hear me okay? Because I really want to tap into the first question that y'all were talking about.
Here we go. Here's a tiebreaker, y'all. Here we go.
You can't, but I'm going to stick to the one that we own. I ain't going to go there. I'm going to stick to the one that we own because I just had a situation that happened with me with a black-owned business. My sister make masks, you know. So, but my church wanted some masks, this church that I support.
Okay.
They wanted some masks. So I was going to get them some masks made with this other black-owned business. I sent them my money in advance before I even got the mask. Sent them the money in advance.
Uh-oh.
They told me they were going to have them done by this time, and this was in August. August. When was it? December? Still no mask. So Thursday, this was the conversation. I think they received the mask finally. So this was the conversation. Good morning. Thanks for getting the mask to my pastor. I never received the partial refund that you said you would issue me, but it's okay. I say it's fine. It do not matter. I said, just be mindful that as you're doing business and as a business owner, we have to work harder to prove ourselves as black business owners. I say, one thing I've learned on this journey is to communicate. We have to understand that things will come up and things may happen. But because that's life, we cannot drop the ball when that happens. Long story short, communication. If something happens, communicate. I wished him well. I wish him much success. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish anybody ill. I want you to be successful, but I want you to give it your all. If you're going to do this, give it your all. Don't half do something.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about
you can't do me. Ooh, okay, I'm out.
No, you ain't out yet. You will still be on here. Listen, guys, that's the situation. What Anthony just said is off the chain. Give it your all. Like what he said. You know what I mean? Help the customer service. Black businesses acting like and they're working with y'all. You know, I've been a CEO for a long time, and I've seen black businesses on radio, okay, try to compete with each other, and they all fall. When you're just a radio network and not trying to be a black radio network, you can succeed. Yes, you can. Listen, I need you to succeed. Look at the people I have on this radio. You got Hoodie Bacatoon. You got Sister Bessie the Truther. Okay? You got Roger Mental Hotel. So we got the fist in the air. Then we got people like Jerry Petito and Robert Alito and, you know, Taylor Swift and Angie Thomas Smith, people that give you a different, you know, look at things. So we're not a black network. We're a network of people trying to save lives. And Sister Bessie has a good point, man. Stop burning black businesses down. Bessie, you know what? We're not going to keep on going with this topic. If you go, Bessie, start your mess. I'm going to do that next track. Bessie, just the best of the trooper is a mess starter. And we're going to do it right now. You know what? And Bessie, you know what's crazy? This song is dedicated to you, Bessie. You ready for this one? You ready? You ready, Bessie, for your dedication tonight?
Yeah.
You dropped a bomb on me. Say that already been said. But Bessie, we gotta go there and watch it. Mental Health Step L. Listen to my story. My story comes like this. I was dating this girl one time back in the day. I'm gonna be real transparent. You know, I know Sharice's like, oh no, not this one. Yeah, Sharice, I'm gonna do it. I was dating this girl one time. I knew it was a red light when she had no locks on her door, and you just walk into her house. Bessie, don't be looking at the phone like that. Let me tell the story, right? So I'm walking the house, and there's flies everywhere. Man, I really like this girl, whatever. And so I sit down, man. We started drinking. And what I did was I had a bucket right next to the sofa like that. So while she's thinking I'm drinking, I'm pouring the drink out in the bucket, right? So she tore up. And so, right, so don't judge me. I was young. So anyway, I said, well, wait a minute. Well, you got to make love to me. I said, wait a minute. Before I do that, where is your bathroom? It's upstairs. Now, wait a minute. First of all, anybody that's sane will tell you it's upstairs, two doors to the left or straight up steps, right? It's upstairs. So I'm stepping over, baby's doctors and stuff to get to the bathroom. And when I get to the bathroom, I gotta wash my hands, because I want to touch Johnson before I wash my hands, right? So I turn the faucet on and no water coming out. Wait a minute, huh? I said, okay, she gotta have bath water. She gotta have bath water. Turn on the faucet, no bath water, Bessie. I said, wait a minute. I said, how are these people washing their bodies in here? So I come back downstairs and say, hey, girl, wait, you use a bathroom? I said, listen. No. How y'all wash up in this house? Here's the topic for tonight. I'm going to go to Roger at first, Bessie. Women so trifling. You got to wash up in their kitchen sink with them hard-ass dish rags. Oh, wait. Roger, women so trifling. You got to wash up in their kitchen sink with them hard-ass dish rags. Talk to me right now, hold on. On these stations.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'd be stage left the whole way. Like, I'd be like, in my mind, I'd be like, yo, my mama warned me. She's like, this is why I was showing you how to do what it is that you need to do in maintaining your focus, you know, like teaching you how to cook, how to clean. So because you might run into one that don't know how to do it. My woman knows how to do it, but as far as with your experience, hey, I'd be like, you know what? To the left. I'm like, all right, that's like, no.
To the left.
That's not cool. You know, just guidance. Some guidance is support. She accepted. And with the bucket.
Guidance and support, Roger. Really, guys. You know what? The hell is Roger? I'm not going with Roger. There ain't no guidance. It's called a plumber. Sister Bessie, talk to me right now.
Listen, you know, if I got to wash my behind in the sink, you know, that means
the kitchen sink.
She might have wash her behind. And you know what? That's like a man who got stink balls.
Whoa, Bessie, I'm gonna bring on balls. We didn't make a tune in that one. Balls that got stink balls right here on the dynamic thing with you. Come on, who are you talking about stink balls? I think Hooney even thought in the spirit about the stink balls.
Well, I know she did. You know what? Hey, the undisputed bare knuckle prize fighter. I told you, y'all from the same tribe, because she used to say that a man's family jewels can go sour if he's not careful. So
hallelujah.
The same thing.
Thank
hallelujah.
Thank you.
But hey, the bare knuckle prize fighter said a man's, if he don't take care of them family jewels, they'll start clapping. They'll start clapping like a damn field. You know, but
you know,
anyway, back to what you were
saying.
All you have to do is throw them a throw in there, swell up like a damn beach ball. Back to the women, though. Staffing like a field. But look, far as the women, if a woman can't keep that circuit wide, That's why it's called a sacred Y. Look at it. You understand? Why do you think the hips spread like angel's wings? You've got to keep that thing clean. And if you ain't got the means to do it, trust me, man. Trust me.
Wait a minute, honey. She did have the hard-ass dish rag at the kitchen sink. She was washing, Bessie.
That's not going to get. No. Trust me. A man can take a shower. See, we can skip a couple of showers, right? But a woman got to submerge. What do you think John the Baptist was? Why do you think his job was so important? You have to submerge the whole body up underwater. That's why you think he became and was called John the Baptist? So if a woman, if she don't soak in that tub, I don't care if she soaked in Victoria's Secret all weekend long and then take a shower afterwards. You understand?
You got to soak it for your choking. All right, let me go to Angela Thomas Smith. You got to soak it for your choking, baby. What's up, Angie?
Oh,
yeah. Women, so trashy, you got to wash up at their kitchen sink with them hard-ass dish rags. What's going on?
That is so bad.
He speaks us, y'all. You know what? We're going to leave this topic alone. We go to the next track, y'all. Tell me something, y'all. If I go to YJet, man, have you ever heard a man cover that song like Byron Chambers tonight did? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I do. I know a guy. I can love you even if you cannot stay. Let me know you're the one for me. Here's where you gotta be. Goddamn.
Ah! Hey, it's just a message. It's a buddy, he acting crazy.
Yeah.
listen, my Jet man, how you feel tonight, man? Co-host, man, of the Dynamic Soul Review with your boy Olat of the Ski Family.
Man, I feel excited, man. This is a great and wonderful opportunity. And Hooney, I'm glad to hear you on the line and everyone else as well, man. This is awesome, man. And it's very therapeutic too. Very, very therapeutic, you know. And very relaxing for the mind. Real. And got some laughs in it too, because, you know, I've heard that laughter, you know, contributes to a stronger immune system.
Listen, man, Mr. Women, so trifling that you got to wash up in their kitchen sink with them hard-ass dish racks. Now, you know, Angie, man, you know, this man's always sticking around, right? One night, I'm going to have a show. We will love you show, Angela, you know, and make sure you statue as commissioner that he got to sing his whole show. How do you like that one, Angie?
Mm.
He got to sing the whole show, Angie. And it's going to be a concert by Hoonie Bacatoon. We were with you.
All right now, Hoonie. Look, and go. DJ Olansky, the hot bag, the bag, though.
I'm starting my mess tonight. Let's go there. Sister Bessie started her mess. Sister Bessie has started her mess tonight, Rajette, and I'm going there right now. So, forget them vaccines, huh? Now, we got all these, got four different vaccines out right now, okay? And everybody, I ain't taking no vaccine. Okay, all right, right on. Okay, right on. That's how you feel, that's how you really feel. So, Sister, we're going to start with you. I ain't taking no vaccines, nigga.
let me tell you. You know the stuff that comes out of a skunk's ass? I
oh my God,
that in my veins first before I take a vaccine.
Did you hear what Sister Bessie just said, Wajette? And Hoonie Bacatoon, a.k.a. the Magic Man. I'm going to Wajette right now. Because I cannot believe what the things that came out of her mouth at this time. Right here on these stations. Wajette, please help us tonight with Sister Bessie, the truther. Right here.
Hey, you know with them vaccines, right? We was taught, can't trust it. Can't trust it. You know what I mean? You know, they take the synthetic route. Well, you know, we always took the natural route. So, like, you know, they got a whole bunch of synthetic stuff in there. I guess they want people thinking synthetic more. So, you know, far as being an indigenous man, you know, of indigenous peoples, you know, we do the natural way. You know, we got exemption papers and that stuff. We don't deal with that. You know, we leave that to the synthetics. You know,
to the synthetics, y'all. Ooh, that man. Listen, all you women out there, you know, what I mean, that's in love with Roger right now. I mean, don't be getting all moist because he said it's all about the synthetics.
As in not real in terms of having something in my body, that's not cool.
Right, you know what you meant. I'm getting chats with the women out there. Listen, my dad is a committed man. Y'all nasty. Keep your chats to yourself, man. So, ooh, the synthetic. No, we ain't talking like he just said. Leave him alone. Like Roger, tell these women out here to let the world wide web know that you are a what?
I'm an indigenous man, and I have lovely woman Doreen. And also, the vaccines, can't trust it.
Can't trust it.
Who's about to tune? The Magic Man. The Magic Man that always got a song for everybody, man. You know what I mean? You know, and also, he's also Jack Johnson's great-great-grandson.
See, there you go. So I knew you were going to start this. hey, look, there's a difference, and much respect, Ambassador, why that. Look, there's a difference between a human being with soul and a living being without soul. I've been saying it well over 3 years, y'all. There's a complete difference in how we do it as children of nature, children of Mother Nature and Father Time, or the Most High, if you want to take the religious route, right? You know, don't you know that we can put up our own force field? Don't you know that? All we have to do is keep our holy temple clean, which is our body, our physical body, right? Watch what type of physical food and mental food, as well as the food for thought that enters our body. And also take an ounce of prevention and protect yourself. That's where your gloves, your PPE and all that stuff come into play. I'm not against that, right? But we have something even greater that we can put out or put up our force field that's going to prevent those harsh diseases, because that wasn't, you know, it wasn't created for us anyway as human beings and soul people.
Okay. All right. You're what he said. You already said. And we go to the next track, y'all. Ooh, something's in my back pocket, man. And I don't even know what I'm going to do. How about some? Now, Rajette, you know, this is dedicated to you and your lady. Okay? You know, because it's all about that love, right? Roger, will you allow me to do my thing on the Wheels of Steel for you?
All right.
Here we go, baby. Chambers, y'all. Mr. Top Box, man. The internet sensation, man. I'm so proud to be playing with you tonight. And, of course, live from Lagos, Nigeria. Okay? 516-453-9133. Press Wizard to join the conversation. Brought to you by the Boys Looking Glass Entertainment. Of course, I'm your Honey Bee Hall of Famer, as you can see. On these wheels, I know why Jet is feeling that music tonight. How you feel about Byron?
And it was like I was enjoying that track, like, I love it when we're cruising together.
Why, Jet is starting his mess upon you, Honey Bakasoo. But before you start talking, Bessie, before I go to our next topic, how you feel?
You know I love the music. You know, the older I get, some musicians I can't remember, but I always enjoy listening to it. It was great. I love it.
Yes, yes, indeed. This young man, you know, like I said, the spirit of Roger Troutman, you know, and Zach Bessie, and this young man, you know, I've been listening to him for 3 days straight. I haven't listened to any other music for 3 days straight, man, because I'm so excited about this young man carrying on the tradition, you know, the true talk box tradition, you know, the tradition of that real good funk music. That's what we need. We need the funk. Okay, listen. Next topic before we bring on our, you know, oh, hey, honey, I need to get you, man. How you feel about brother Byron Chambers tonight, man? Kind of tradition of that talk box music by the late great Roger Troutman.
Hey, man, he's great. You know, he's not Roger Troutman, but this day and time, he's creating his own niche. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, much respect. And I can see how he's patronizing him. But, you know, there'll only be one Roger Troutman, man. One thing I love about him, and I love the fact that he's, from what I heard, he's mixing a little old with the new. And when you mix the old with the new, you create. So much respect to that brother.
Yes, indeed. The next topic is changing attitudes. I ain't got time for you all the time. Which means if I just want to watch the damn game, don't take it personal. If I don't want to be bothered, I might just go through a hard day. Leave me the hell alone, yo. Like, yo, hey, babe, nothing right now. How you doing? Hey, babe, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, you want me out? No. At least you two just leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? And I'll come back to you later. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me get myself together before we have an argument and I'll be calling the divorce lawyer. That's how things happen. That's how you say some crazy stuff out your mouth. I know like your mama anyway. Your mama make a turkey that's royal on Thanksgiving Day. See, things don't come out like that, but you don't leave me alone. Or, you know what? I know like you anyway. What's going on? Why are you acting like that? Because, you know, your sex is boring. Why are you going to say something like that? I told you to leave me alone. I warned you to leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie, let's talk about it. Leave me alone when I ask you to leave me alone. I'm coming back. I'll be back.
Well, you know,
give me a chance to get myself together.
You know, like I said, I'm an old head. So the way I was raised, my grandmother always gave my grandfather his space. And like I said, when he got off from work, she made his dinner and made sure that he had his beer. He was relaxed. That was his time. And a man does not have a chance to relax when he gets home from a hard day's work. That also goes for a woman that's bringing in the pay too. So when that person works all day, you should treat that person with, you know, respect and give that person their time to themselves.
Space.
You should do that. Their space, yes. Themselves, yes.
Especially if I asked you, Bessie, Leave me alone right now, babe. I have nothing against you. I don't want to be bothered at this time. I mean, what part? You know, I mean, you gotta talk. You know, gotta talk on Yoruba. I gotta go into my native tongue. You know, and you don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you grew up in America, so you understand English. Leave me alone. Why can't talk to me?
Oh man, I wouldn't have said like that though. But people need their space. But you know, I'm about to approach, so that's, you know, not a good approach to saying it, but people do, but consideration is important with the man, you know what I'm saying? Be considered by how he is conducting himself, and yeah, that's just the tone, you know, something I learned. But in general, yeah, people do need their space. Definitely about
trying to keep the climate going. You're trying to make sure that everything stays simple. Listen, Bajet, I hear you, man. It's the real world out there, bruh. And sometimes you gotta tell your lady, look, babe, not right now. She should be, and then she should help me. She should be able to understand that, not right now. And she shouldn't be, she shouldn't even take it to offense, not right now. How about that? And sometimes, you know, we human beings, right? And I get it because it's a discipline. Discipline's never end me, please, and we are blah, 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 right? I got it. But sometimes stuff happens to where you're like, no, babe, not right now. What's wrong? Let me talk about it later, babe. Let me get myself together. I just got in the house. You know, let me take a shower to, you know, wash this bad spirit off me. You know what I mean? So I can get myself together. Get my electronic technicians together. Listen, got a call on the line right now. Caller, you're on the line with your boy Honey Bee, Dynamic Sober View. Can't you see? Right here on ONA. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on.
Hey, family.
What's going on? Oh, the new intern, herself, Miss Poetic of the Jules family. What's happening, girl?
Nothing much. Y'all sound good. Sound like y'all having a good time. But I had to chime in because I heard what you said. And I believe in space, too. You know.
Thank God. Thank God.
No, absolutely. Like, I don't feel like that's what we mess up at in relationships, because we always want to act like or have a person to act like they owe us something. When, you know, nobody owes you anything. Like, if somebody spends time with you, if they talk to you, if they come visit you, that's their time that they share with you, too. And it took me a long time to even understand that, but that's the truth. You know, if you really want your relationship to work, you respect that. Like, for me, I'm real with this shit. Like, I'm to the point where I'm cool. We can live together, but I just want us to have our own rooms. Like, I want to come visit you.
I didn't even bring that up.
Like,
I didn't even
like
bring
that
up, Bessie.
I'm like that.
I love it.
My shit my way. You know, y'all always want to use black, gray, or red. You know how men are. Decorate.
Amen.
Black, gray, or red. That's
a hold on, Bajet, now you see how, you know, that Poetic Jules agreed with me and you and Bessie, you know, even though she tried to, you know, try to finesse, you know, but even she went to where we were at, like, you know, we need space. Bajet, talk about that approach. Bajet, come on now, man. Sometimes, man, even with your lady, man, like, yo, say, you know, I had a hard day trying to engineer this situation. Just give me some space right now. I'm sitting at the dinner table. You know, let me just, you know, whatever I need to do, meditate, and I'll come back to you. Do you understand what we're trying to say to you tonight, Ambassador?
Yeah. That does happen. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely does.
All right. All right, boy, Jill. Keep on talking, girl. Why Jet has said he understands what me, what Bessie tried to finesse. But, you know, shut up, Bessie. She tried to finesse, and then, you know, me and you told, you know, that's how I feel.
I told the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. What were you trying to make it sound good? We need space, Bessie. Ain't no old school. Leave me the hell alone when I come in the house, and there'll be no argument.
And look, and Miss Bessie way. Can't nobody tell the truth like Miss Bessie. You know it's the truth.
This is true. This is true. We know that. She's so, hey, she's just trying to finesse that in, like, but you know what, brother, oh, you right. I said, you know what, Bessie, you said all that to say that. I'm going to get Bessie when I go off this air tonight. We're going to have a long talk about this.
Bessie, look, I got you, Miss Bessie. I love you. Period. I love you. I love you,
too.
But anyway.
Yes, indeed. Well, listen, Corey Jewel, thank you for calling in tonight. We appreciate you because we got some other calls coming in. But listen, you know, we're glad to have you at Orning, of course, as an intern and doing your thing. And, you know, you right now are our, you know, flagship poetry show. You're the only poetry show now. So we're real proud of that.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I am going to do nothing now, and I'm going to do that slow. And I will speak to y'all later. Have a great night.
Brooklyn in the house, my damn. That's my girl, Poet Jules. We will keep it going, man. You know, I'm really appreciating, you know, what Byron, you know, Chambers is doing, you know, being a student, you know, of the late, great Roger Troutman, and want to continue the legacy. That's the key, continuing the legacy. And, you know, it's funny that made this statement. There's a lot of people that come after Oladele Ngozi, but they're not Ngozi. So I agree, honey. And on that note, let's go to Let's Room. Tonight, man, Byron, Mr. Talkbot Chambers, right here on these stations, 516-453-9133. Oh, come on now. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by the Voice Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, you know, what more can I say to Sister Bessie the Truther and YJ Mental Hotel L with the next topic on the, you know, child support and COVID-19. Folks out there.
Oh, wow.
Just because you lost your job, you still got to take care of your kid. You rotten bastard. Listen, you need to go hungry. There's no excuse for you. Oh, I know, I lost my job. Okay, well, you have a child? Yeah. Okay, what you doing? I mean, are you bagging groceries? Are you, you know what I mean, you're cutting lawns or pruning trees or shoveling snow? Your child should be eat. You know, we understand. And we're not making mockery of people that lost their job, but people that are paying, you know, child support, you still have to pay your child support or you're going to jail. Because you're grown and that's a child and they need to be clothed, fed, and nurtured. So I really don't have any sympathy for you. Do me a favor. Keep your Johnson and your pants. Keep your legs closed. Why? Because we love you. My dad. Any comments tonight upon the OLAD scheme reasoning?
Is it for me?
Oh, man, we're talking about people paying, they got to pay, they got to take care of the kids, budget. Don't be acting like an ambassador tonight. Tell the truth and shame the devil. No, shut up, Becky. It's your turn.
Hey, check it out. Market them talents. Marketing talents and skills, but also looking for another job too. Checking the yeah, man. Like exhaust all options. You know, all
that's correct.
Options. Construct the constructive options. All of them. You know,
you gotta take care of your kid, right, Roger?
Yeah, you know, yeah, and the team, yeah, man, and teamwork definitely helps in definitely making sure that counting blessings all the time. Those blessings could be meeting people, you know, definitely paying attention of who is around you because they could be the ones to be able to aid and assist you with increasing your skills or even boosting them. And paying attention to those things, because if a job is lost, and while you were having the job, weren't quite paying attention to what you're good at to build on something while you're working, you know, and the relationships too. All them things help, you know, for that person. Yeah, counting blessings and keeping up with it, very important to be to prevent all of that chaos and crisis.
Sister Bethany, now go ahead, girl. You know, yeah. The day. There you go. Run down the quickness now.
I, in a way, I don't agree with that because coming up, it's going to be 10 million people evicted from their homes. So, therefore, it's going to be men and women evicted. But if a brother cannot, pay the money to take care of his child, it's other ways to do that. You got so many things that's on the Internet where you can get paid from home if you got the brain enough to do it. And if you need to sell stocks, you know, you can. I see brothers all the time in the street selling, stun guns.
It's a hustle.
Socks. There's no excuse because you got churches giving out food. If you don't have a job, get off your ass and go get the food from the churches and all these agencies that's giving away free food. There's no excuse. Don't wait for somebody to bring it to you.
Or don't wait for somebody to bring you a subpoena, you know what I mean, or bring you, you know what I mean, to come and say, we got a warrant for your arrest because you ain't been paying child support for your child. We're going to bring this next caller right now, Bethy, right now, and, you know, this caller's been very, very patient. Carl, you're on the line with your boy Olasky. This is the Dynamic Soul Review featuring Byron Chambers, Mr. Talk Box.
Yo, hello.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Is this me? Am I on the air?
Yeah, you better be you. If you don't know you, that's bad. What's up, man?
This is Jimmy Black, the new intern at Family Nation Online Radio. How everybody
doing? Hey, Jimmy, what's happening, baby?
Y'all calling in. I just want to say peace and love to everybody. So I don't know who's out there. But peace to everybody listening. I just wanted to, y'all was touching on so many topics, but I was thinking about something like, it's on the line of the COVID, I guess, you could put it that way. But I was curious how everybody thinks 2021 is going to be, like, life don't work like that. Life don't work from year to year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the beginning of 2020 was great. Everybody was like, oh, 2020 means perfect vision. That means clarity. Everybody's going to be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And next you know, when Kobe died, after that, it went downhill. You know what I'm saying?
Did.
So it can get worse. Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't the worst. This is nothing. This was stressful for America. That's for the world. This was stressful. This wasn't chaotic. You understand? Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't what they made it out to. They could be way worse. The Spanish flu was way worse than that. They got stuff to kill people in 10 days. No cure. You got it. You better get them out the house for the whole family be dead. Or they just nail your whole door. Once one person in your house had it, they nailed your whole door up because everybody going to have it soon. So it's worse things coming. People act like once the year is over, whoa, my God, 2020. Now, we good because Trump is out. That's the thing to celebrate. We forgot about that. You know, everybody, nobody talking about Trump. Trump is out. That's something that we can look forward to. But we can't look forward to no medicine for no COVID. Come on, we don't even know what it is. They talking about taking. I'm not taking nothing from the government. Nothing. I'm not taking no flu shots. You understand? Like, it's crazy. I barely want to take aspirin.
Yeah.
Like, this world is crazy. But for some reason, people think it's going to stop when 2020 is over. New Year's Eve, whoa, bye-bye 2020. That's just a year. That ain't problems. That ain't troubles. That's a calendar. This is life. This is like, that's like, it's not a payday. You know, I get paid Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like once 12 o'clock hits, everything's going to be great. This year's going to be worse than 2020, I believe, and I'm looking forward to it so I won't get my feelings up.
Yeah.
Who said this is going to be a better year? It's just a different year.
Yeah.
And that's vintage right there. A bottle of wine is vintage, but guess what?
Yeah.
Every year is not. You know what? He said something that's deep. You know,
life
this is
not
just
work
a different
like that.
Year. Right. It's a different
it's
year,
a different
guys.
Year.
And technically,
somebody made a calendar. If there was no such thing as calendars, you understand what I'm saying? Take it back to the people who didn't look at calendars, who just lived day by day. They went by season. The sun going up and down. You know, when the summer came. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, that's how we look at it. Like, just because we in another calendar year, it was the same situation. What changed? This is not an episode of a show. Nothing changed. You're like, oh, God, that 2020's out of here, and they happy. What are you happy for? Nothing changed except Donald Trump. That's the only thing that's going to in January is Donald Trump. We got the same gear, the same medicine, the same people giving it out.
Wait a minute. Now, do you see this energy right now from this guy? He's going to give this same energy tomorrow night, and I know he will because he's an intern here, and I don't hire no bums. That has been Jimmy Black.
That's what
he went off, and it's true. You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. Your day is your day. What do you do with it? I always say when you wake up in the middle of the night or the early day, whatever, you have 50% of your day conquered. What do you do with the rest of your 50? That's the key. Are you making sure that you're adding up your day to make a difference? And that's, Jenny, you hit the nail on the head tonight, man. It's just a different year. And
just
a different
year.
A different day. Tomorrow night, this man will
be
on here at 9:30.
That's going to be positive and a hopefully better year.
Wait a minute. You ain't no fucking cut your mouth. You're like Andrew and Hootie. No, you ain't. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. I love this, bro. Jimmy, thank you, man, because guess what? You see what this guy can do, guys. Live Jack, what do you think about Jimmy Black, man, coming to this network? And right after him, be you on Wednesday night. Uh-oh. Live Jack, please tell me your thought in the spirit. Hey, what do you think about that boy Jimmy Black, man? Jimmy Black, y'all.
Yeah, can you hear him? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's on point. That's what I like to say about that. Yeah, okay.
Sister Bessie and Truth, Jimmy Black tomorrow night. How you feel about that, Sister Bessie?
Oh, you know, I'm looking forward, and welcome to the family. And I love to see the young brothers come out and speak. I really do. And thank you for coming with us. I'm looking forward to listening to your show sometimes.
Listen, now, a person that right now is trying to do a great job with himself, he's not trying to compare himself to others. He just has a mission. His name is Byron Chambers, and he is Mr. Talk Box. How about that? Listen, y'all, that was from February of 2021, our wonderful archive of the Dynamic Soul Review. And, you know, we deal with different topics all the time, and we have fun on these stations. And we'll bring on our first caller of the night. You know, the legacy continues. Caller, you're on the line right now with me, Honey Bee, live right here on these stations.
Hey, this is the Queen of Nubia.
That means that's our set of Tune Ray. How you doing, girl?
I'm set attuned, Ray.
Wonderful new intern to Wendy Dynasty.
I'm loving the show tonight. And y'all brought up some good topics. And I just want to speak on something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the system goes and building and everything, first, we have to get out of wanting to do business in the European world, under the European system and the European lifestyle. Now, Elijah Muhammad gave us a 3-year economic plan a long time ago, and had we would have followed that plan, along with other great teachers that came, we wouldn't be in the position we in today. And as far as child support,
mm-hmm.
it's designed for the black man to be held down, corporation of America. And I say corporation because America is not a country. It is a corporation. And we
mm-hmm.
are entitled bondage under the corporation through the birth certificate. A lot of people don't know
all
that.
Right now.
When you sign, when the black woman signs a birth certificate, she signs her children off to the state. So all this child support bullshit, it's not helping us. It is tearing down black families. And the
right
only
now.
Way we're going to build black families is if we get our brothers out of this shit and we fix it and we correct it, because it's up to us to fix it.
Well, first of all, you did a wonderful post on Facebook about that. You said, I'm sorry that we put our brothers in this position, right? And, you
of
know,
course.
It was all about, you know, being able to understand the problem, not only to fix it and correct it, but make sure that it goes forth in a positive way. That means that takes work. You know, nothing's ever easy. But, you know, having understanding, knowledge, and wisdom brings forth understanding. You know, the man being knowledge, the woman being wisdom, and the child being understanding. That's the basis
of course,
family life. That's it. So, you know, I'm just a DJ. So I want to thank you so much for coming on this show tonight and blessing with us, you know, archive that was special. We'll give a shout out to our coach, Derek Gibson, you know, just keep him in prayer situations. But he will be back in 2 weeks on these O&E stations. Arset Atun Ray, I love you very much. And, man, your next show, we're not letting people know what that's going to be. It's none of their business until the time comes. Any last thoughts on what you heard tonight and the outstanding O&E Dynasty?
Oh, yes. It's a party tonight. And please do, everyone, tune in to the next show on the 22nd. It's going to be about the emasculation of the black man in America. We got a lot to talk about.
All right. Arset, thank you so much. And then the next caller, come on and just talk to me, your honeybee, right here on these O&E stations. Caller, you got 5 seconds. All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for everyone listening to this archive tonight. Very special to me. You know, having fun, you know, having a forum of our great O&E hosts, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? The love of our prowess, our broadcasting, unity, and history. That is O&E Dynasty. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we have a young lady that does her thing on a constant basis, our news anchor, Miss Chinchilla Jonesia, and News Forum right here, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, you know what time it is, right? The wonderful Damon Network has advertisers on E, which is Oladeli and Gozi Enterprises. And, of course, you reach us at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com as well as in Gozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're in Gozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Gozi at Pinterest and Google+. Oladeli and Malaria and Gozi at Facebook as well as our business page. The Dynamics Overview, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to a wonderful program tonight, olaydaylay, that it goes with my gmail.com. And I am the wonderful, outstanding, Oladeli and Malaria and Gozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And, you know, I just love what we do here. You know, just all of us, the 24 of us, that give substance to Internet Radio. You know, I love you guys, and good night.